This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Hello.
Brian Vanderswag is on Masterpiece Theater. How are you, sir?
Oh, my God. Just like that? Hello?
Just like that.
That's how we do it. Welcome to the show.
Or we could edit this first part out, but we always say we're going to, then we don't.
It never doesn't happen.
It never happens. So he hung up on us.
Well,
he hung
that
up.
Happens.
That happens.
Yeah, yep. You scared him.
Yep. He's got my number now. So anyway, we're talking to Brian because he is the owner of Zwag Bag, which is a really, really cool subscription service. A lot of T-shirts and comic books. If you're a geek, you'll love it. It's one of the first subscription boxes I ever got, if not my very first. It
might have been.
I think it was. And yeah. I was like, holy crap, this is a lot of stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah, because it shows up in a box. But then there's a bag inside. So there is a bag.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And I'm amazed at how much of that fits in there. We're going to try calling him.
It's one of those things when you find the right bag.
Yes.
You got to subscribe.
Yep.
And...
That's a really bad way to start things, isn't it?
No, it was a great... It's actually pretty typical. So it works out pretty well. So while we were disconnected, I told the listeners about Zwag Bag. So,
oh, wonderful.
But you'll tell it much better than I will because you're much more articulate than I am. And somebody just bought me a shot, and that was a really terrible idea right before an interview.
We all did them.
Well, you know, I just took a shot myself because I understand you're at a bar.
Yes.
An awesome bar.
At the Grid in Mesa, Arizona.
Got to join
in. Yeah, so what are you drinking tonight?
Well, we did a
the
shot
Match
of...
podcaster.
We did a shot of something. Not sure what it was.
All I know is mine was
horrible. They all came... They showed up at the table. They're all different colors. And we're like, I don't know. I guess I'll have purple.
Rainbow shots.
So
it was... So you drank purple.
I drank
right,
purple. Some purple drink. And then I'm drinking a Renegade pancake porter. It's got maple syrup in it.
That's very syrupy. But, you know, I'm drinking Sailor Jerry.
Oh, you're going to be a fun one tonight.
The sugar-based alcohol. Here, hang on a second. Give me just a second here.
So for those of you that are listening, he's going to be giving away all kinds of stuff now.
Now that he has a
what do you want?
Stuff in him.
I got a garage full of it, man.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Well, actually, I do know that there is going to be some sort of giveaway, but we'll get into that in a second because
right.
we got to have a tease. But yeah, anybody that's new to Zwag Bag, you will get something pretty awesome. So there you
absolutely,
go.
Absolutely, yeah. We appreciate you. We appreciate your podcast. We appreciate your listeners. We appreciate every subscriber to Zwag Bag. Bianca and myself, we are a couple. We do it ourselves, literally out of our home. And, so fire away, sir. What do you want to know?
What made you say, you know what, I know what to do. I'm going to start a subscription box. What made you say,
well,
you know what, that's a good idea? Because it is, based on what I've received from you, it's a great idea.
I appreciate it, my friend. I appreciate it. I jumped on the subscription bandwagon with the biggie that's out there, you know, the big crate. And I do not want to say anything bad about them because they're
not
a great model for what has come in the last couple, 3 years, you know. But what bothered me, quite frankly, was I wanted a T-shirt every month.
Yes.
And then that's what I was told. I'm going to get a T-shirt every month, an exclusive T-shirt, something cool, something unique, a mashup, something like that. And about 3 months after I started my subscription, I got a pop. And I Pops are cool. Pops are great. That's my chihuahua in the background, by the way. Don't worry about her.
What's up, dog?
That's funny that he says that. Like,
I literally said, you know what? I'm gonna do it myself. I'm gonna start a subscription service where you do get a T-shirt every month. And I decided to model it around comic books, so that's always been my love. I am I'm a lifetime geek, a nerd for life. You know, it sounds typical now, but when I was 6, 7 years old, I saw Star Wars. It changed my life, and I became an English teacher. I was a tour guide at Universal Studios. I live, breathe geek culture, and what ended up happening was I said, all right, I'm going to model this thing around comic books. And so every month I find a comic book. I try to get a number one. I would at least get a variant no matter what and find a new artist, find something cool to put on a T-shirt to go with that comic book, and then you build the swag around it. My name, obviously, is Brian Van Der Zwag. It was an easy thing. So that's how it ended up. And now it's become kind of a model. Now that Bianca has joined me, we can get into that a little further. But does that kind of answer your question
that
so far?
Absolutely. We're off to a great start. Because, yeah, I figured by our conversation last night that we're kind of on the same page. We like comic books. We like the nerd stuff. We enjoy comic cons and things like that, which you do a lot of that in California, where you're going to all the different comic cons and such, correct?
We're trying to do more and more and more. You know, we're going to be launching a Kickstarter very soon to raise budget to go out and meet the people. We had a great time in Bakersfield, actually. We find a really good support community in outlying areas where they don't have a local comic book shop, and they just want a little taste of comic culture every month.
And yeah, that's what you're offering now. Let's get into those T-shirts that you guys have, because they're not like
right.
where they're not anything that you can find anywhere else. Correct?
Yes. So far, okay. Here and there, yeah. Sometimes we have budget issues, so we will find shirts from other online sources that are really cool. But straight up, the last 6 months, every single T-shirt has been exclusive. It's an exclusive design. The last 6 months have been designed by my fiance, Bianca Olson. You can check her out. That's OLSON, Bianca Olson. Check her out on Facebook and stuff. And yeah, we try to provide something that we're going to do, you know, one print run and then only sell it on our website. And it's something you can only get from Swag Bag. And we try to do fun little mashups, fun, obviously, you know, it goes with the theme of the month. I mean, you tell me, you've gotten the Swag Bag. What have you seen in the last couple months? I can tell you a little bit more about it.
Okay, so my favorite T-shirt that I've gotten from you guys, and I get stopped whenever I wear it, the usual Independence.
Yes, I love that shirt.
I wish that Bianca was not asleep right now, okay?
Because I love that one.
The last we talked, sir, I had been on a 24 to 28-hour straight shot where we're putting together the newest swag bag, and what ends up happening is at the last moment, you got to order everything, you got to get all the designs perfected and all that, and Bianca just crashed out, but she is she's thrilled with that design, the usual Independence. That was our Independence Day package. We try to, every year, do Independence Day with a TS, right? Recognizing the independent comic books. And this year, she said, let's just get as many independent images as we can, cool stuff that's going to be in the bag and or not, whatever. And we threw together a shirt. And actually, we'll probably be reprinting a few more of those shirts because we didn't quite hit our limit in terms of our print run when we deal with things like copyright and such. So,
okay.
Something you may not know about that shirt, actually, that Bianca always points out to people at conventions because she's so excited about her own design. If you look at the numbers on the bottom of each one of those individual images, that is the actual first appearance or, quote, birth date of that character.
Oh, very cool.
Those are fantastic details.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I mean, the Harley Quinn one, where she looks like a marionette, that one's a pretty cool one.
That's based on Bianca's other large character design, which she does over and over, which is it's her Girls, G-R-R-L-Z-Z. It's kind of dark imagery. That's what Bianca does. And I said, you know what? I want to see one of those. I want to see Harley Quinn as one of those. And so she created kind of this whole thing is nobody's puppet, and she looks like kind of a marionette that's
with no strings.
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a fun image, and again, see, we try to do something new and unique you haven't seen before. It may not be your favorite shirt. Maybe you're going to want to give away the shirt to somebody else in your swag bag, but nevertheless, you get a shirt every single month.
Every single month, you sure do. That's
worth it. Like, I go specifically for the shirts for a lot of those things and am disappointed.
Have you seen the shirts yourself?
I have not seen them. This is the first time I'm hearing about this, but I'm already digging it. Like, I want the shirt every single time, and that's why I signed up for previous subscription boxes and then stopped because I want the original shirt, you know? I want something interesting to wear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what we do with the extra shirts is we do put them online on our website, swagbag.com, that's ZWAGBAG.com, or comic book swag bag with an S, like a swag bag.
It's worth it. Get
so
the,
if you like
get the
any,
usual independence one. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I get stopped every time I wear
unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately, we sold out on that shirt. I mean,
never mind.
We've only
course.
Been able to offer that
of
at
course.
Conventions and personal appearances, but we'll be printing some more of those, I hope.
Yeah.
Good, I'll buy one.
So make sure that you... Today would be a really good day for you to do this, especially if you are listening to this podcast on the day that it's released. Because there might be a special. Am I correct on that one, Brian?
Yes, we did a podcast. We did a swag bag at the very beginning, and we printed a whole bunch of shirts. We bought a whole bunch of product because we knew that it would be a perennial favorite, which is Batman. And it was a couple years ago. We launched in October of 2014, and we launched right around the time of the 75th anniversary of Batman, the 75th birthday, basically. And so we did a Batman 75 swag bag. And you can see that on our website. You can see the full package is still available. It is available at convention appearances as well. But the shirt is available online. And we are going to offer you a free, large, 75-year-old Bat T-shirt if you will sign up for a swag bag. Let's just say into the future. That's just fine, you know, because podcasts go out into the nether sphere, and
if there's any left, you'll get it.
Exactly.
Get on it fast.
Right. Nice.
So what you got to do is you got to log on to swagbag.com. That's ZWAGBAG.com, or comicbookswagbag.com. Or go to our Facebook, look for Zwag, Z-W-A-A-G, or go to Hello Subscription. You'll be able to see lots of our past packages there. And you'll end up at our website, right? And when you sign up for a subscription, make sure you put in the discount code TEEME, T-E-E-M-E, all caps, T-E-E-M-E, and you'll get a free, large, 75-year-old Bat T-shirt with your very first swag bag, whether it's the upcoming swag bag holiday special, which is going to be heavily Deadpool-influenced, and on into the future, like I said.
That's awesome. So how much are the swag bags then? Because we haven't gone over how much the monthly subscription rate for this is.
Well, our basic price is $24.99. Plus shipping, because we're a small company. We're on basic shipping right now. You have to ship rated to your area code, your zip code, whatever. We do have women's sizes. We do have men's average and plus sizes for guys. There is a slight upcharge for that. It goes to $29.99 at that point. That's basically it. Yes.
Well, if you're getting a shirt every single month, like, that's totally worth it. You know, just
you get a shirt.
That, yeah.
You get a comic book. You get a back issue, and you get a magnet, and you get a sticker, and you get two buttons, and we always try to throw in some swag, something fun, a toy, a keychain, a collectible, something that's something you're going to see at your local comic book shop, or maybe you don't have a local comic book shop, something that is on the counter there that you might or might not buy, but you know what? You're going to get it for free with your swag bag.
Yeah, the T-shirt and comic books alone more than pay for it, right?
Right, I mean, absolutely.
When you just look at a cost of a quality T-shirt, they are quality, by the way. They're all,
thank
they're
you
all
very
pretty
much.
Thick.
Yeah, we've used different suppliers throughout the years, for the last couple of years, but we have found a supplier that we really like. They do high-quality printing, good ink. We know whether the T-shirt. Sometimes T-shirts, we want them to weather, we want them to age.
Sure.
You got the Han Solo T-shirt, right? The old Captain My Captain
yes,
package.
Yes,
or Han
another one
package.
That gets a lot of comments.
Yeah, that was actually Bianca's very first design, and she's very proud of it. And it's already gone. I mean, again, we're going to try to reprint it depending on our print numbers and copyright and such. But the fact is, it really is Bianca's design. She took an image of Han Solo and has altered it to her own specifications. And nevertheless, that shirt itself is something that will be available online in the future.
Get on that one, too, because that's another one of my favorite shirts. Like,
I can believe that.
Yeah, it's
I'm losing my train of thought a little bit here because I'm taking another shot. Sorry.
Oh, good.
I don't
good.
Know if I answered that last question or not. Give me like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
moved
that's
up
fine.
To a four-beer show.
Oh, yes. Perfect. This is going to be time to get weird.
I'm almost out of beer.
Well,
every time
awesome.
I do a shot, I try to do a shot to something, right? So that last shot was, I love what I do. I do what I love. I've been doing, I've been a nerd for my whole life, and for the last couple of years, I decided I'm just going to do this thing. We've been grinding. I met Bianca about 6 months ago. She's absolutely amazing, and hopefully we'll be able to bring her on the air in the next podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, by the way, you two are invited anytime. You got my number. Just call or text me and just say, hey, we got some stuff to talk about. Like, I'm kind of...
Well, you're going to get a swag bag here. We're going to be shipping out Monday, Monday after Thanksgiving because of the holiday. But, when you get your swag bag, maybe we'll do a little live unboxing or something like that. That'd
yeah,
be
I think
fun.
I think we could do something
like that.
That
would be
like
really
that. Absolutely.
Sweet.
That would
yeah.
be awesome.
And I especially love that your wife does all of the artwork for that. Like, we need more women in the industry and doing those sort of things. So, and I'm looking online, and I love the shirts that you guys have. They're fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you're looking at the website. Yeah, that's. We'll get more shirts as we go over time, and we're going to be reprinting stuff as well. Did you get the Halloween package?
Yes. What specifically are we talking about with that?
Well, we're just talking about the
candy. It was
the overall
delicious.
Package there, because what Bianca has done. As long as we're talking about Bianca,
are we talking about that zombie that she did
by the room? But she has really changed the face of swag bag. She curates the bag now. She's always insisted on having an extra little, like a goodie box in there or something like that.
Yes.
And,
that's what I'm talking about.
And that Halloween package, she was very into that. We did we did Ash, Army of Darkness versus Xena.
Yes.
We give a variant cover.
another shirt that I get stopped for every single time.
All right. I need to
get
on
stopped
this,
at work.
Like now.
Yeah. I get stopped at work for that T-shirt as well. The groovy one.
Wow.
Well, we really appreciate it, guys. That's all I can say at the moment, to be honest with you. What other questions do you have For me, I guess. I don't.
Any teasers for the upcoming month?
Okay, so unfortunately, you cannot get the newest swag bag, which is shipping out on Monday. That's what I was actually getting at.
You're
going to be getting our. The theme is TMNB. So, do you have any guesses at that?
I know what it is, but I'll let them try to guess.
I can't guess. I was already clued in, so I can't guess.
I did kind of tell.
Oh, yeah, no,
TMNB. Just start it off with the. When you hear TMN.
Well, I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We can't hear you on the
mic. Right, okay,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but you got to change the B. Change it to a B at the end.
The only thing I can think of is Batman.
She got it.
There you go. Right? I mean, a year ago, they put out Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Batman number one. And I almost did a swag bag at that point. I was going to do Batman Turtle. That's a great mix. That could be a lot of fun. Teenage Mutant Ninja Bat, right?
I totally forgot about that.
Yep.
Well, fortunately, they put out a new series this month. And they'll be going out. You'll be getting the Eastman variant, those who are already subscribers. The classic, obviously, artist of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Eastman variant of... Yeah, right? I mean, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated, Batman animated adventures. They're meeting up now in a new series.
That's
so
awesome.
So we're going to be giving you the number one variant of that. You're going to be getting a Turtles-themed T-shirt. You're going to be getting a sticker featuring the Teenage Mutant Ninja Bat.
Now I'm so sad that I missed the grab bag, because that would have been perfect. It's
like,
awesome. Hey, Merry Christmas. Right.
Well, you can get the next month.
May be a few stickers available online.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Get online.
I'll try to send you guys a copy of the sticker, actually, so that you can see the theme. I'm telling you, this is a labor of love for me, okay? And now that I'm with Bianca for the last 6 months, it's really a labor of love. And a year ago when I said I wanted to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Bat, I have, a community around me of geek friends. And they said, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. And I said, no, dude, that's it. And here we are a year later. And you know what? Justin Invy, I-N-V-I, Justin Invy, he drew us, literally, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Bat, which is what I wanted a year ago. And when I get it today, it's just a thrill.
That's amazing.
That's so cool. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to what the holiday box will have, which is what you can get the T-E-E.
What we're going to do with the holiday special.
Okay.
Well, TMNB comes out. It's shipping this Monday, okay? But if you sign up now, you're going to get the Swag Bag Holiday Special featuring all of your favorite, quote, pools. Gwenpool, Deadpool, etc.
That's awesome.
We're going to do a heavy Deadpool package. We're going to try to do a Gwenpool. I'm trying to get Bianca to do a Deadpool just print. You know, a Gwenpool print. She's already got a T-shirt in mind. And I'll just give you a hint. If you watch Game of Thrones, just imagine Deadpool in Game of Thrones. The Red Walker on a horse.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. I love
Deadpool. I mean, what do I say? Winter is coming.
I guess it depends on how you spell that
right,
last word.
Exactly right.
So, something that our Swag Bag subscribers always say is that we get it. And I don't mean to be egotistical or anything like that, but I'm an English teacher, guys. I'm an educator. I want to bring you something new every month. I try to bring you something new and unique. And there's always a little inside joke somewhere in the package.
Yeah.
That's awesome. From everything I've heard today, like, I'm probably going to go out and get a swag bag now.
There's no probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, use
the promo
code. Use the discount code TEEMEE.
All right.
T-E-E-M-E, all caps, and you'll get a free 75-year-old bat T-shirt. Go to swagbag.com. You see what the shirt looks like. You're going to get it for free.
Fantastic. I'm signing up.
All right. You got one out of this one, at least.
For sure.
Hey, that's great. Hey, that's one.
So
now, 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 are they listening?
Now, if we get the other three listeners to get the, get in on this, we'll be rolling in the money. Yes.
So where are we, by the way? Are we in what state? What part of the country are we in?
Are in Mesa, Arizona.
Yep.
So I think you ought to come out here for Phoenix Comic Con or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah. If you can get into Phoenix Comic Con, that's where it's at.
Not Fan Fest.
Well, that's the plan, guys. You know, we want to build. We're in LA right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick drive.
We want to build this thing. We want to move out from the West Coast out across the country. Obviously, we want to go nationwide, but at the moment, you know, this is a lifestyle business. You know,
yeah.
We're not trying to be huge. We're not trying to be the big crate out there.
No.
Yes, obviously, we're hoping to find some swag, some collectibles from the comic book companies out there. But at the same time, we don't want to just fill the package with crap.
No.
You know?
We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's very appreciated.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. Please don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I respect our audience. I really do. And Bianca even more so respects her audience, and that's why I love her so much.
Well, we appreciate the original art. Absolutely.
Original art's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any artists that are out there right now that are interested in contributing to Zwagbag, all they have to do is write to me, Brian with a Y at Zwagbag, or Bianca at Zwagbag, and we would love to include your art.
I will do that.
We're actually working on the Zwagbag holiday special. Okay, we're still gathering and culling material for that. And I had a concept the other night. I said, you know what? Let's just send this out to all the independent artists. Show us your chimichangas.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I mean, I don't know what
project.
That means,
right?
But that's the kind of thing I like to do with Zwagbag. Is just show me some, and maybe we'll have a 50, 60 just different chimichanga stickers and buttons and prints and whatever in the holiday special. That's the plan.
Perfect.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
I think awesome. Yeah, I think that's exactly what you guys should be doing. All you artists out there,
right?
I'll join in with you on that one. I'll see if I can show you my chimichangas.
Let's see your chimichangas.
Show them off.
I'm proud. I just had a shot and I did have a beer, so I guess
I'm
I can
getting
do
that. Looks. Right? I shouldn't say that too loud, I guess.
We'll be all right.
All right, so listen, masked podcaster, introduce me to the crew. I don't know all the names yet here.
So, me, I'm the masked blogster, and then we have
Mandy's here,
and I'm Glory Hound.
Mandy and who?
Glory Hound. That's her gamer tag. Yeah, she's our resident board game and video game expert.
Board game? Oh, my God. You know, I'm trying to organize my home/workspace right now, and I have a stack of, let's see here, I'm going to walk over here. I've got 8 different Risk boards.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the middle. They're in the middle of my living room. I mean, where do I put these things? How do I store this shit? I don't know.
What you got to do... What you got to do is you got to get a Kallax shelf from IKEA. That's what all the board gamers are doing, Kallax shelf.
Okay.
And then they got this new thing called the BitBox where you can store all of your games in tiny little boxes now. So you get rid of, like, the main boards or the main boxes and move them to, like, a much smaller basis. Because, yeah, I have over...
What do you do with your... Go ahead.
I have, like, over 350 games at home, so it's... a lot of space that it takes up. You really need to condense.
Absolutely, yeah. So what do you do with your actual game board? You just store them in another space?
Yeah, you know,
you gotta store your games in different places, right?
Yeah, I mean, the BitBox is awesome for that because it has a separate thing for the game board, and then you have a separate thing for the game pieces. You got to look it up online and stuff. Like, it's perfect. It fits in those little Kallax shelves. Like, it'll make your time so much easier.
Very cool. Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome. Awesome. I got to figure out which Risk board to bring to my family Thanksgiving this year.
Right.
Yeah. Always
good
to play the game.
What are you gonna... like war games.
Yeah. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Forget board, B-O-R-E-D. No.
No.
That's the thing of the past.
You start out wrong.
See, me and my family, we do Settlers of Catan, and that always leads to fighting.
Right.
Just fighting. Yeah.
You may as well just play Monopoly and just set things on fire.
I know. That's what it is. You can't play Monopoly.
Just set the board on fire and
right.
be done with it.
Exactly.
It'll keep you warm.
Perfect.
Well, welcome to Trump's America. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. We're drinking. Yeah. Let's not do politics. I'm sorry.
Oh, that'll be on the next episode
yeah.
for sure. Mandy's going to be giving me
all right,
a hard
how many
time.
Shots are we on now, guys? I don't even know.
I finished my beer.
Yeah. Two beers, one shot.
She's winning as far as we go. I got to go catch up.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Brian. This was a lot of fun. Everybody go check out Zwag Bag. Make sure that you use that promo code right now. T-E-E-M-E. Yeah, T-E-M-E. So that's all capitalized. You get a free T-shirt out of it. And while supplies last, so get on it right away.
Totally there.
Brian, anything you want to close out with?
No, you know, just thank you so much, guys. We appreciate your support. Bianca and I are doing this together, alone, you know, here for the world, and we want to really provide a package that you guys want. Hopefully we will upscale, and we'll get, you know, like the big guys, but understand that in the end, it's always going to be Bianca and I at the end checking that package before it goes out. For each and every one of you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have awesome. A good night.
All right. Good night, guys. I'll talk to you next month.
All right.
Will do. All right. Bye now.
There was a man with a gun in his hand. Yeah, smoke just filled his nose. Wearing a smile from the death of a child while blood splattered his clothes. One single tear from the man standing near is just one. His only son. And now, where we go from here? In time, will his mother fail? Now all he has is his memories of his sickened child, always begging please, just do it now, take care of me. I'm all you have, now set me free. Now, mommy dear, set down your drink, and don't you lay your hands on me. You've never been that good to me. Thank God I had my daddy. To be, but by the age of his early teens, one small lump altered everything. What was this about master plans? As he lay his head onto his hands, it was said, what's done is done. Shattered family with three minus one.
Subscribe and download back episodes of Masterpiece Theater at abnormalentertainment.com/masterpiecetheater. Search Masterpiece Theater on Facebook. Email MaskBlogster at maskblogster@gmail.com. And don't forget to hashtag tweet your tits at MaskedBlogster. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.